The old man sits in the park. He periodically reaches into an old bread bag filled with crusts, pulling out old dried bread and throwing it to the ducks and geese that come ashore from the lake. The birds waddle around him, honking and eating. He flings the crusts haphazardly. He wears a baggy old suit, threadbare at the seams, and a bowler hat. The wind picks up slightly, and the old man grabs the brim of his hat, clutching tightly with thin, bony, elderly fingers. The wind can try to take his hat away, but it's not going anywhere as long as he maintains his grip. The wind subsides, and his hands drop back into his lap. A young woman sits down at the other end of the bench. She's wearing a peacoat and a skirt. She shifts her weight on the bench and crosses her legs. The old man glances over at her legs from the corner of his eye, her knees, her calves. The legs are curved and supple. They are smooth and young. The woman notices him and their eyes meet. The old guy nods and smiles. The woman smiles back. A bond is formed.
"Want to see my scar?"
the old guy asks. His tone is steady and simple. It does not sound like a pickup line. It sounds exactly as if he is stating a fact. That's probably why the woman says yes instead of standing up and walking away. Again confirming, the old man asks,
"Are you sure you want to see my scar?"
Her brows lower slightly.
"Yes,"
she says. The old man reaches into his coat pocket and pulls out a yellowed envelope. The envelope is old, darker than the manila envelopes that are made these days. The envelope is wrinkled, dark, and perhaps tea-stained. The old man looks down at the envelope, pauses, and then hands it to the woman. She takes the envelope slowly, hesitating. Her look is now stern and serious. Her eyes are wide with confusion and curiosity. She opens the flap of the envelope, which is split along the fold from too much use. She reaches in and pulls out a 5x7 photograph. It comes out with the bottom of it facing her. There is something scrawled on the bottom in old-timey cursive with a fountain pen. An indistinguishable scribble. She flips the photograph over.
"Jesus Christ!"
she stammers. She shakes her head and stares at the 5x7. She studies every detail and every black-and-white curve. The veins are thick like hemp ropes, hair standing on ends. She flips the photo back over and slides it back into the envelope. She hands it back to the old man.
"Jesus Christ!"
she says again. The old man nods and stuffs the envelope back into his pocket. He sighs and stares back out over the lake, refusing to make eye contact with her again. He stands up, rolls the bag of bread up, and stuffs it into the other pocket. He pulls down the brim of the bowler hat and saunters away. The woman sits alone on the park bench, their ducks slowly ambling around her ankles. Her legs are still crossed and she stares across the lake. She removes her gloves, reaches up, and rubs her eyes.
"Jesus Christ!"
she whispers under her breath as the wind picks up again.
"Jesus Christ!"